Welcome to Across the Mic with Julie Otaku. I'm your host, Julie Otaku. This is a podcast about blackness and its many intersections ranging from politics to fashion, music to activism, academia to art, sex work to healthcare, and so on and so forth. Guest appearances from professionals in their respective fields will provide insight and unique perspectives to the issues discussed. Sit back, listen, laugh, think, and consider new perspectives as you join me across the mic. Joining me today is Danielle Hawthorne, CEO of Scotch Bonnets by Danny. Danny is a teenage entrepreneur from Mount Vernon and has been featured on Afrotech for her achievement of touching six figures through her business. All of this as a high school senior. Thank you so much for joining me today, Danny.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. It's an honor. Now, I have to ask, was it your goal setting out when you started with Scotch Bonnets to be able to make six figures?
Honestly, when I started, it wasn't even intentional. Like, when I tell you, I literally was just like, you know, this is just something I want to try. So I tried it. I made my first sample and I posted it. And everybody on social media was like, oh my gosh, I want one. I want one. So I was like, oh, well, I guess now I have to, you know, make it into something. So I didn't even start with the intention of it being this big.
Was the support mainly from like classmates at first, and then it expanded to people that you might not have known personally on social media?
Yeah, so it really mainly started with people from my school, and then, you know, family, friends. My mom would try to post that as much as she could on Facebook. So that was really it at first, until I created my Instagram. And, you know, I had a small following, but it wasn't until my HBCU inspired collection that I really gained a lot of support through social media.
Yeah, you just jumped into my next question. I was about to ask you, when you came up with the HBCU collection, what inspired it, and what was the reception like? Did they sell out immediately, or was like a slow process?
That story was crazy. So everything happened so fast, I can't even remember exactly, but my friend Obiora Okiki, he goes to Howard, he's a freshman, and he was like, you know, Juneteenth is coming up, everything was going on with the protests and stuff like that, so he was like, maybe you should do like a HBCU collection. And I was like, that's actually not a bad idea. So
that's genius.
We drafted up all the different schools that we would make bonnets for and their colors. And it was constant promotion. We literally sat there each day. We posted a new like school's bonnet, and we would literally sit there and DM people from that specific school and be like, here, you know, I'm having a bonnet. I'm releasing this, you know, check it out. It's releasing on Juneteenth. And then Juneteenth came and we sold out in 10 hours.
What? How many did you sell?
I got 300 orders, but people ordered multiple bonnets in each order. So I would probably say about 500 bonnets.
Wow. Yeah. All made where? Where were they made?
They're all handmade. I literally sold them in my basement. Not my basement, my living room with my mom.
So you and your mom hand sewed 500 bonnets.
Yep.
500, not 50.
Nope, 500. It was the most we've ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was the most we've ever gotten, like ever. Like it was ridiculous. I released it on midnight of Juneteenth. So I didn't even think anyone would really be up for it, you know? And then orders started coming in. I was literally packaging orders to ship the next day. I had a midterm in the morning. Not a midterm, a final. Wow. But yeah, it was crazy.
That's incredible. That's sold out 500 bonnets in 10 hours. Well, first off, major congratulations and props to you and your mom for getting them done in time.
Thank you.
Shipped out.
That's
amazing customer service.
It was a whole process. Like when I tell you that day, I was supposed to hang out with my friends that day, and I started crying because I thought, you know, like, this is a lot. Like, I don't even think I could, you know, I don't think I'm going to see them for the next couple of weeks. But, I literally had to, it was a lot of late night. You know, my dad started chipping, a couple of my friends started to come over and help me. It was really like a team effort. So I really appreciated them.
That's so beautiful. I'm so happy that you have a great support team around you, and your dad even took part in it. And you said they're all
all hand sewn, so like no machines involved.
No, we use the machines, but like, you know, it's handmade in the sense that like we don't get them from like a factory. Everything we make on our own, so we have our machines and in-house, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Wow. And how did you go about sourcing the materials and even choosing which materials you would use for the bonnets?
A lot of it was done through research, because you know everything requires research. I had to research how to make the bonnets in the first place, so I kind of just got a feel for what people wanted, like what colors people wanted, and I just kind of have a select colors that I make bonnets from that people can choose from. So yeah, everything I had to research on my own.
Did you research like which materials were best for black hair? Because
yeah, so
bonnets are usually worn by black women and black men. Did you do research on like whether satin was better, polyester was better, cotton was
better? I had to research all of that, and in the end satin was the best option because it prevents the least, it gives the least breakage for your hair and keeps it moisturized and all that good stuff.
Got it. And as a black woman, hair is a huge part, or rather a very large part of your identity. How far along were you in your hair journey before you decided, all right, I would like to help other black women and black men on their hair journeys by giving them this bonnet or making bonnets?
Well, I had, my hair was, the point when I started making bonnets, my hair was just going back because I cut it, I started making bonnets September 2018 and I cut my hair May 2018. So,
Oh, so you did the big chop.
Yeah, my hair wasn't, it was damaged, but I was natural before, but it ended up getting damaged. So yeah, my hair was, it was making its way. It was definitely making its way back. Yeah, it's really important to for us as black women to take care of our hair. I feel like it's a big part of us and our identity. So yeah.
Got it. And for the fellas out there that might be listening, I heard she makes do-rags too.
Yes, I do.
Now, how far after the do-rag, the bonnets, did you start making do-rags?
I actually released do-rags this year, so 2 years. About 2 years after I started making bonnets.
Fellas, she's looking out for us too.
Definitely.
The shorter hair fellas that don't need a bonnet, she's looking out for us.
All my products are luxury. It's not, you won't find that quality in the beauty supply store at all.
Talk about it. She's serving luxury, and whatever her asking price is, that's her asking price. Don't contest it. Don't ask for a discount. Pay what she charges. That's a big thing I've noticed within the black community is when a black person creates a product and they ask for quote unquote luxury prices, other black people turn around and be like, ain't nobody about to pay all that. Why you think it's so expensive? You think it's worth that much? And it's like,
exactly.
We will pay for other products without questioning the price, but we can't support our own.
That is definitely a big thing. Like, I remember somebody anonymously said like, oh, your prices are too much. You know, I'm just like, you know, there's so much work and love that goes into making my product. And it's something that some people just won't understand, but that's okay. Because at the end of the day, you know, the value of your product, you know what I mean? And you know what you're selling.
Precisely.
So not everyone is going to like it.
I'm so glad you have that mindset.
Yeah.
That's true. But then again, it's not for everybody. Whenever somebody comes up to you about your product, like, well, this cheaper one's out there, yours is too expensive. Okay, go buy the cheaper one then.
Right.
Like, nobody's forcing you to rock with me. Nobody's forcing you to support me. You want to buy that one or you want to spend less, go spend less. You won't have a quality product, but you could sure spend less. Go for it.
Exactly. That's true.
And on that token, did you have any people who were vocal doubters or anybody who was like, I don't know, maybe you should lower the price. Maybe you should try something else. I don't know if this is like something you could do long term. Did you have any kind of those doubters, like vocal enough to say it to you? Or you just heard people like generally disparaging what you were doing?
Honestly, it's been the complete opposite. I've had people tell me that my products are underpriced. I've had people tell me that.
Oh my God, you deserve that kind of support. I love that for you. I love that.
And I'm over here, you know, I'm concerned that no one's going to buy it and all that. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? Like, you need to raise it. And I'm just like, I don't know. Because my thing is like, you know, I want to give good quality, but I also still want to make it affordable.
So, value.
Yeah, that's my thing. Man. I'm okay with my prices.
For now. She's okay with her prices. For now, because you're definitely going, you're going to get what you pay for when you purchase Danny's products. And
really?
Man, you're doing great. You're doing an exceptional job, because I'm pretty sure Dujon has worn, he's purchased some of your durags, and I saw him wearing one, and I was like, yo, where did you get that? And then he linked me to your page, and I was like, oh, say less. I've had my start stops, you know. At one point I was trying to get waves, and then I got lazy, and then the waves went away, and now it's just ripples, and I gotta be more consistent. For the sake of you and your amazing products, I will purchase a durag. I'll purchase two, actually.
Thank you.
I will get waves. I will get waves, and I will post about it too.
Take care of your hair.
Honor my word. I will honor my word. I will. Y'all can come back and quote me on this episode. Julio will get waves, and he will use Scotch bonnets durags to do it.
As you should.
I just set that up for myself. Damn. I got on my soapbox. I can't walk that back. But I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna look good doing it too. So whatever. It's whatever.
Period.
And you mentioned that your mom and dad helped you out throughout this whole process. How are they now, like, treating the business? Because at first it might have seemed like a hobby, but now that it's really booming and people are talking about it, how has that changed things in the house? Because now you basically turned your kitchen table into a factory.
They are so serious about it. There are times, like, I'm like, y'all trying to take over? Like, they let me start on my own. They let me do it. And then once they started to see that it was picking up, especially after the whole HSU collection, you know, it's like everyone has their own job assignments. You know, like, my dad cut the fabric, my mom and I sew, we package and ship. It's really a whole team effort. Like, I know I'm the CEO of the business, but they're really 100% a part of my team. So they're very supportive. That. Yeah.
And have you gotten, like, a bunch of orders from family members as well?
Oh, yes. They're my first customers, you know? Even my family in Jamaica, because my family is Jamaican, we found a way to get those bonnets to them.
Oh, I really admire that. Y'all should have a family reunion and all wear matching durags and bonnets. I think that would be
right.
Oh my, hold up. This is free game right now. This is for you specifically, your family. Y'all should have a Scotch bonnets family reunion and then do a photo shoot.
That would be
y'all
so
should
cool,
do that.
Actually.
That would be gorgeous. I think that would honestly go viral. Y'all just got to get it
right.
Done.
The Scotch bonnets family.
I will source a photographer for you to get it done.
That would
be amazing.
That actually is a good idea. I like that.
And that's great advertisement. You could put that up on the site. You could put it up on the Instagram.
Definitely.
Nah, that would be so tough. Oh my God. I can see it now. I can see it.
Same here. I have so many ideas, so many things I want to do. It's just exciting.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. And again, guys, I will stress, well, let me not say guys, that's not a gender neutral term. People, she is only a high school senior and she's doing the damn thing. She's already touched six figures. Yo, do you ever stop to think to yourself, like, yo, what is this gonna look like when I'm in my senior year of college?
I think about my future every day. I can definitely tell you that. Like, I just have so many big plans for myself. I just really hope that everything goes as planned, you know, and all I can do is pray. So.
Speaking of things going as planned, COVID has stopped most people's plans and has put a break and a pause on a lot of projects people have been working on, products they were going to put out, and all those different things. How has COVID affected your business? Or has it been, like, a non-issue?
COVID has actually improved my business. It was really weird because once, like, everything started, like, shut down, we started to see more orders coming in. And me and my mom were like, you know, like, what's going on? Like, we were confused, but then we realized, you know, a lot of beauty supply stores were closed. And
true.
A lot of people weren't, you know, going into the store. So we just thought to ourselves, like, maybe that might be the reason. So instead of them going into the beauty supply store, they probably just came to us instead. So yeah.
That's true. Plus, if people are home more, they're probably wearing their bonnets anyways. Like,
Exactly.
I'm so happy that even though COVID has done so much damage to everybody else, your business at least was able to benefit from it. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Are there any other like products you're looking to add to the bonnets and the do-rag lineup already, like maybe scrunchies?
Have new products. I have a new product coming out for Christmas, so stay tuned for that.
Okay, I was about to say, because if you want to debut it and announce it on this platform, that'd be pretty tight.
Yeah,
but if you want to hold on to it, you got it.
Yeah, I want to hold on to it. I'm too excited.
It's all good. I'm
surprised for everybody. But awesome. Yeah, we're definitely coming with something cool for Christmas. And in the upcoming next year, so many things are being planned.
Awesome. And as you make the plans and you plan to announce them, keep me in the loop. I will talk about them live here on my podcast. I will repost them on my page. I got you.
Of course, 100%. We all have to support each other. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Got to build community, provide for the community, and then just continue pushing it forward and got to pay it forward.
Exactly.
Now, with your college plans, because that's right around the corner for you, and then believe it or not, that senior year is going to creep up on you faster than you think it is. I'm on my way out soon, and I can't believe time has gone by this quick. What are you looking to study? You said you started looking to study business, right?
Yeah. So I plan to go to college for business management, or, you know, just overall entrepreneurship. But I want to use that so that I can apply, because eventually I want to have like an organization, or even just work for an organization targeted to helping teen entrepreneurs and helping Black businesses in low income communities. So that's really what I want to work towards and help promote.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, everything you're doing is not only serving you, but it's serving the community. So again, I'm very, very deeply impressed that you already have this much foresight and you're still in high school. Like, you don't even have a diploma yet and you're doing so much for so many people. That's amazing. So I want to give you as much props as possible.
Thank you. I just feel like it's really important, you know, because I know that I was able to have the resources that I need, you know, even though it was hard for me, because when I was starting my business off, I didn't necessarily have a lot of people to look up to and say, oh my gosh, that's another teen entrepreneur. She's Black as well. You know what I mean? So I feel like if I'm able to be that, you know, inspiration for other people, and there are also probably people out there that want to start a business that are my age or even younger, but they can't because they simply don't have the means to do that. You know what I mean? Fortunately, I was able to do that, but there are so many other people that probably can't, and I just want to be able to allow them to have the opportunity. You know what I mean?
Got it. That's so awesome. And this continues in the same vein as the other interviews I've had so far. Just Black women seeing that there isn't a space or a person that looks like them in a certain place, and choosing to take the responsibility of creating that space for yourself and for other people. And I admire that so deeply. It is so important, because if you would have just sat back and said, well, this doesn't exist, I don't see it like that, and you decided not to do it, Scotch Abundance might not even exist, or it might not exist in the capacity it does.
Right.
So I want to give you props for being a phenomenal young woman doing excellent work. And I want to give the same amount of props to your parents for supporting you, continuing to push you to just reach your full potential, because you haven't peaked yet. You think six figures is a lot. Wait till you're touching seven. It's only a matter of time. And you're going to be happy the whole time you're doing it, and have people that love you and appreciate you around you as you do it. And that's going to be even more satisfying than any other job or work you will ever do. Doing work like this where you enjoy it, it feeds your soul, your heart, and your pockets at the same time, that's a gift, and it's a privilege. Not a lot of people can say they're doing that.
Yeah, thank you for everything, really, all these kind words.
Yeah, I'm making sure you're getting your flowers, because if you might be hearing it, or you might not be hearing it from family or friends, but when you get up here, I am the loudest cheerleader. I'm one of the loudest cheerleaders you could possibly have. I want your name to be household. I want everybody wearing bonnet, Scotch bonnets like that. It's, by the way, you got to tell me where the name came from. You said you're of Jamaican descent, so I'm guessing it's the pepper.
Listen, I did not want to name it Scotch Bonnets by Danny. I'm going to be so honest.
You didn't want to
name it? So transparent.
Okay.
Not want to name it. I was just going to be like, you know, Bonnets by Danny, you know, something simple, something. And then my dad was like, no. He said, no, I'm not letting you name it this. He literally he came up with the name, he came up with the slogan that we have, "We will keep you looking hot." He literally sat me in front of the computer, Google Scotch Bonnet. He was like, "You see this pepper?" It came. It was named off of Bonnet. You have to use this. And I was like, I don't think so. I didn't get it at first. I was like, my friends are not going to get it. But it was the best yes I've ever said. So
yeah, I'm so happy you said yes, because it's incredibly clever. It's a double entendre. It's the pepper, which is a nod to your Jamaican descent. It's hot. The bonnets are quote unquote hot because they're fly as hell. They're fashionable. And it's got bonnet in it. And you make bonnets. Like, yep. It just does so much at the same time. Give your dad a handshake when you see him. Just tell him Julio says thank you. The people say thank you for coming up with that name and getting Danny to choose it, because that's very, very clever. I'm impressed. I love wordplay, and that's like a checkmate for me.
Yeah, my dad, he used to write music, so wordplay is definitely his thing.
Mm-hmm. And do you play any music at all, or?
Oh no. I am. That is not my forte.
So what are your strong suits besides being an excellent businesswoman thus far?
I would just say, like, being creative, like, on a whole. I love trying new things, you know. I like, just overall, I like to edit a lot of things. Sometimes I try to edit pictures or edit videos, stuff like that. So just making things with what I have. I'm a very creative person, mm-hmm. hands-on person. So.
And using different mediums to communicate that.
Yeah.
That's so great. Danny, you're awesome. You're awesome. Just know that. Just know
you
that.
You as
probably
well.
Know that already, but you're awesome.
You as well. You're using your platform to, you know, get messages across. That's very important. Give yourself props as well.
I appreciate it. I pat myself on the back after I'm done editing. I'm like, you did okay. Just as the sun is starting to rise, I'm like, okay, you did well. I want to give you the floor now to promote any and everything you're doing, any announcements you would like to make about Scotch Bonnets or any other endeavors you have. Now's the time. You go for it.
Well, like I said, stay tuned for the Christmas launch. My socials are Scotch Bonnets by Danny. My website is Scotch Bonnets by Danny, Bani. Next year, hopefully, if COVID allows me to, I will try to have a pop-up shop in New York featuring my business and hopefully other teen entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So that's mainly what I'm working on right now. And I'm also working with Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow. It's a program led by Daniel P. Calderon and Jack Solomon. I was a part of the internship this summer, and we're recruiting new people. So stay tuned for that. The Instagram for that is EOT or Tomorrow. So yeah, mm-hmm. that's what I'm working on.
And I'm going to have all of this listed in the show notes for easy access for listeners.
Great.
This is just so awesome. This is really great. It really makes me happy that you're doing such great things so early on. What's one piece of advice you would give to any of the women your age or older women who are considering starting something? Like, maybe they have a little nail business on the side that they do their friends' nails and they pay them sometimes, or they make lace fronts. Like, what piece of advice would you give them?
I would tell them to always have confidence in themselves and in their business. You know, even when you're like, I don't know if this is going to work out. If you take that chance, you know what I mean? Have mm-hmm. confidence in yourself and your business. It may fail, but even if it does, it's going to be all right. Turn your failure into success. That's the main thing I like to speak on. So yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great pieces of advice from an even greater young woman who runs a great business, comes from a great family, and is doing great things. Thank you so much again for being on my podcast, Danny. I deeply appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me and giving me the opportunity.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. You enjoy.
Thank you for tuning in today. Your listenership and support are greatly appreciated. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to use the voice message feature on the Anchor app or message me on social media. You could be listening to anything in the world right now, but you're here listening to me, and I appreciate you. Until next time, this has been Across the Mic with Julio Taku. Godspeed.